Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and this is Panda. And today's show is about sound and emotions. We've got our Sound and Emotions conference coming up on April 8th through the 10th. So we're going to be talking about that and some of the presenters and what it's all about. And then going to be playing some of the sounds that our presenters are doing as well. So our intention is that you might have just the right sound to resolve all emotions, emotional issues. They say emotional issues are 80 to 100% of all disease, so this is pretty important. Right? So that's our intention. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about what's going on at the Institute. Let me share my screen here. Okay. So, oops. Oh, there we go. Okay, so our website is soundhealingcenter.com. We've got our summer intensive coming up on June 7th to the 17th. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, and that's half of the certificate program. The other half is 6 months online. And so you can start the online portion whenever you like. Our 3.5 month program begins September 6th again. And you can find information at, if you just go to globerecording.com, it'll go straight to the school. Or you can just find it here, soundhealingcenter.com. There's links to it. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we've got a lot of instructors, so you get a wide perspective. And it's all about how to open your own practice and skills and techniques to open your own practice or heal yourself as well. We also have the online, complete online version that starts March 26th. And it works really well online, so we've been doing it about 20 years online, so it's really quite effective if you can't make it out. We also have a recording program, which is completely separate from the sound healing program. That starts up again in July. That's online, but that works the best online because you get a video of each class that you can review, and you can hear what I'm doing anyway, you know, as far as recording. Also, we have our voice analysis software that today is the last day if you want to purchase it for the next training on April 2nd. It's really cool because you can do assessments over the phone or online and you know, use it as a revenue stream and help a lot of people. You can also get a treatment to check it out as well. That's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. On Sunday, May 15th, we have our next open house here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. So come on out, 1 to 5 p.m. Again, it's all about how sound works physically on the body for all different physical issues, mentally for brainwave entrainment and focus, emotionally for releasing stuck emotions, which we're going over today, and spiritually for accessing more compassion, gratitude, love, joy, the frequency of your soul, and the frequency of Source. Okay. And then I'll talk about the conference here in just a bit. That's coming up April 8th and the 10th to the 10th. We also have our entire school at Globe Institute, globerecording.com, or you can just go to soundhealingcenter.com and see it. We also have our store where we have over 300 instruments. We've got books and DVDs, we've got crystal bowls, we got tuning forks, just about everything you can imagine. And then we have the Sound Therapy Center where we do a wide range of treatments, especially voice analysis that I just mentioned. And also we do home note assessment where we can find your rhythm of your brain and give you CDs tuned to you for delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta is for sleep, theta is for creativity, alpha is for presence and learning, and beta is for thinking and overcoming ADD. We also have our Research Foundation site where we have over 400 clinical papers that are all categorized. And we also have student papers as well you can check out, all categorized. And then a lot of videos and articles as well that are really some of the best out there. We also have our Medical Sound Association, where you can actually find treatment plans for a full range of issues, including grief and anxiety, depression, PTSD, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, and sleep. Right? And then we also have the Sound Education Association, where we have a full range of exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. I have about 500 exercises total, and you can download them. You can download a lot of them for free. We also offer classes. We've been doing classes with the 3 to 6 year olds, and it's really cool, right? It's been working out really well. It's tricky doing sound with kids online, but you know, they're involved and they're doing sound back. It's so cool. After 3 weeks, every one of the kids is like just totally making sound all over the place, right? So they're no fear at all. And then we've been doing a bunch of sacred geometry. Today we actually did all the different patterns in nature, all the sacred geometry patterns, and looked at them, and they're going to be collecting different things in nature and putting them into different pattern boxes. Right? So if you're interested in this, we have bi-monthly meetings, and you can sign up here at the contact form for the education center. We also have bi-monthly meetings for the actual Medical Sound Association as well. So you can sign up on the contact form on that page as well. So a lot of things going on. The big thing, is there anything else? No. The big thing we have going on is the conference, though. And the conference is April 8th through the 10th. And although you don't really have to be there live, because you can get free playback for 2 weeks afterwards. So totally free if you wanted to get the videos, and we've got a lot of offers to tempt you. It's only $97, but you get the whole conference for free anyway. Right? And it's all about how sound works with emotions. And we're going to be going through voice techniques for releasing stuck emotions, sound healing instruments and treatments. We've got 15 treatments that our presenters have done, not just presentations, but actual treatments for different issues, including anxiety, depression, grief, trauma, and PTSD, anger, addiction, right? So we've got actual experiences that are really cool. So, and then the presenters are quite amazing. We've got some really amazing people like Suzanne Sterling. Oh my God, her presentation, all of these are pre-recorded. It's like unbelievable on how to deal with trauma with sound. And she goes into it. I was just bawling when I was listening to her. She's so effective, right? She's really a master of using sound for trauma. And then Sylvina actually goes through how to use sound for anger, right? John St. Clair, I'm going to play a little bit of John. Actually, maybe I'll play a little bit of John right now. John uses gongs for altered states and getting you into a really peaceful state. But he's got he's got a whole bunch of different instruments. But his gong is like 65 inches. Check this out. All right, let me play a little bit of John St. Clair playing this huge gong. Oh, if you got headphones, it'd be much better, because the bass won't come through on your computer speakers, and the bass is huge on this gong. John is doing some really interesting things. He's actually got a electromagnetically sealed room, this room here, where, if you bring in your cell phone, it goes dead, right? And then he actually does electromagnetic clearing with a with an actual device to get rid of the electromagnetism in the crystals. And then he programs them in a very specific way with intention so that the intention is carried through in this room electromagnetically and then plays all the different instruments. It's really, really cool what he's doing, right? So that's John St. Clair. And then we've got Jeffrey Thompson, who probably the most has done more research than just about anybody in the field, next to John Stuart Reed. And he talks about, expanding consciousness. The interesting thing that he talks about is how critical it is to get to a place of peace over a long period of time. And when you do that, naturally, emotions start resolving. He's got like really good science to show that peace overcomes emotions, right? So you know how it is if you're tired or stressed or or really hungry. I mean, it's really hard, much harder to control your emotions and get to that place where you can actually work with them, right? Because your whole system is still putting out this frequency, right? Because you're in the sympathetic and stress. So until your whole system calms down, you don't have the energy to actually deal with the emotions. It's interesting. One of the biggest things that's obvious, right, is just to use sound to get to a more peaceful place throughout the day, over and over and over, until that becomes the norm. And then often emotions resolve on their own. Not all of them, not all of them, but it's really the first big step. Then we have Suzanne Peria, and she's going to be talking about how to use sound and techniques for addiction. She's a master at working with addiction and teaches in a major college, and she's written a whole book about it. So it's interesting with addiction. We worked with an addiction center right next to our place in San Francisco, and I went over every week and did sound baths for people that were in the center, living in the center. And it was really effective. I had them making the sound of how they feel. It was intense. It was because they were really into it. It was really powerful. But there's nothing better than the sound table, right? So we brought them over to the center and put them all on the sound table because it gets rid of all that anxiety and also gets them to a place of peace so they can sleep, right? And it gets it out of their body. So it's so effective, right? But just doing sound and getting them where they can express their emotions is really, really effective. We also have Karina Karsten. She's doing a whole workshop on relationships, wellness, and sex, and opening to the fullness of love. I mean, love is really the whole deal, right? And she's just a master. I've written a book on exactly this, and really good at it. Then we have Daniel, who's one of our instructors. He actually does a whole program or a whole course on how to do assessment for people with different psychological issues, and then what sound and protocols to use when people have different issues. So he's going to be focusing on complex PTSD, right? Daniel is amazing. He's really detailed and very amazing. Oh, I forgot me. So I'll do me at the end here. Okay. And then we have Lisa Rafael, who is a powerful singer. Oh my God. She's going to be accessing the power of your speaking voice for emotional healing. And she's Got third eye open, just really just a powerful force. And she's amazing to listen to. And then there's Vicki Dodd, who's a wise woman. She's been around forever and just has really incredible wise tidbits to share on how to deal with anxiety and fear and anger. And then we have Shante. Shante is a total light being. She has her old council that she works with that helps guide her through the day. And she's going to be doing the Song of Peace, learning a powerful technique to reset sorrow, anxiety, and trauma. And then we got Jamie Liu, who is also a light being. And she actually does a treatment on my knee and finds the emotions that are behind my knee problem. It's like, whoa, right? She talks about in detail the direct connection between emotions and the physical body and how it works. And then we do the sound of universal love together and just start giggling. It's really, really fun. Right? So that's just about the whole conference, except for me. Let's see. Let me play before I get into my part. Let me play. Oh, there we go. Let me play a little bit of Suzanne Sterling. Right? She's just an amazing singer. She teaches in our program at the Sound Healing Institute, and this is from her actual presentation. This is a little song she did right at the end. Check this out.
To refute fear, to shift the frequency of fear. And I think I'll stay in the same key. Here we go.
Thank you.
So inspiring. Yeah. So, oops. So let me share a bit of what I'm going to be presenting. So, here we go. So, you know, I do a whole class on sound and emotions, and I've talked about it here in the show here. You know, as babies, we were professional sound healers. If you had anything going on, you let it out with a sound. Wah, wah, right? We were built to express our emotions from the beginning. And then around one or two, it's like, shh. And then we get in school and it's no more sound. And then we go to work and it's like, what are you doing? Interrupting everybody, right? And we lose that God-given ability to express ourselves. It's so cool seeing the 3 to 6 year old just totally making the sound of how they feel, right? And they're not going to lose that now, right? It's really cool. There's so many people that are just frozen. And even if people aren't frozen, they're half frozen, right? Or a quarter frozen. They don't know how to express themselves because they may not have the right words. Words, and words are kind of weird, right? They don't always express exactly how you're feeling. In fact, they kind of often screw it up, right? But sound is it. Right? You're totally making the sound of how you feel. So, babies, we had it down, okay? Now, here's the deal. A lot of people say that emotions are the number one cause of disease. Jamie Lou was saying 80%. Some people say 100% that you actually, that toxins and other problems with your diet or with, you know, not only physical toxins as well and pollution wouldn't even get to you if you didn't have an emotional opening. And as I mentioned, if this is the case, this is huge. This is really huge. You could completely transform your health. In fact, we could get rid of probably at least 50% of disease. I mean, ultimately, when you really get it down, there's no more disease. I mean, imagine that, right? Just if that's really the case, then these techniques we'll be talking about in this conference are like life-saving, really life-saving. And it seems, already it's just from the people talking, it seemed very clear that physical disease mostly comes from stuck or problematic emotions. Right? Now, the problem, though, is if you don't feel your emotions, you're already dead. These negative emotions can actually kill you. But if you don't feel them, you're already dead. That's a conundrum. What you gonna do, right? What you gonna do? Well, the trick is, what I've learned, is it's all about how long you let them last. If you're gonna let an emotion that is chaotic in vibration, like fear, or anxiety, or anger, run through your body for days and weeks and months and even years on end, it's gonna kill you. It's gonna kill you. That chaotic vibration is not good for you. So the trick is to shorten the time. And you're not squashing the emotions. You're not shutting yourself down. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about using techniques to actually express them and get them out of your system, right? And get to the home note, basically, to where you're at peace again. So the question is, how long should they last? Well, a student brought a research paper to me, and it showed that emotions only last 30 seconds. Your mind keeps them going when you keep thinking about it. That's the number one, the way they keep continuing, right? So it's really, you can work with your mind, or you can work with sound to actually get them out of your body. But the trick is, I used to think, if I'm in an emotion more than a day, if I wake up the next day and I'm still there, I it used to be if I was there for a week, right? But then it was for a day. And then I thought, wait a second, if I'm in a negative emotion where I am not back to my stable, consistent vibration of my being, of my point of awareness, of my soul, of my spirit, then if I'm on some roller coaster and not just in my own vibration, my own breath, right, then maybe an hour is too long, right? Now I've gotten where even 5 minutes, 15 minutes or 5 minutes could be too long. I mean, ultimately, what's cool is to be able to nip it in the bud and do transmutation, not bypassing, because if you just skip it and say, I love everybody, right? Well, it could go get you in the butt. But if you take it and transmute it, like changing anger to compassion, you don't just say, I love everybody. No, you go, what brought them to do what they're doing? Well, it's the craziness of our society for tens of thousands of years. And you transmute that energy directly to a higher emotion, right? So you could even nip it in the bud, right? But really, the truth is there's no reason to hurt yourself, right? So emotions are like music and like sounds. When you see emotions as music, it's like a flow. Emotions are meant to flow like a song flows, smoothly, right? And then they come to a nice end and it's done. They move on out, right? But sometimes we have emotions that are a little rough, so they're a rough flow, kind of like, little scratchy, right? A little distorted, right? Or just aren't, maybe they kind of jump around, right? And they're not really smoothly flowing like they naturally do, right? But the worst is when they get stuck. Stuck. Right? And spirit, being the beautiful, resonant being it is, goes, you've got a stuck emotion? Let us find many more situations exactly like that, so you have an opportunity to overcome that stuckness and resolve to the home note where you're at peace. And so sometimes it's like for a whole lifetime. Right? But then sounds are like, emotions are like sounds or timbres. The tonality of the energy of the emotion matches sounds really well, really well. Right? And there's some sounds that are bad and good. The ones that are bad, the way we define bad, is it kills you. It breaks your system down. It's bad. Emotions are not good for your heart, for your nervous system, for any organ. They will seriously kill you, right? Versus good ones like love, that are really not only don't hurt you, but they actually heal you, right? It's the difference between emotions that evoke a chaotic vibration or stuck vibration like versus vowels, which are like again, the definition of peace is a frequency humming consistently, stable, consistent vibration, right? So, but the worst of all is when you resist the emotions. If one comes on and you try and stop it, oh boy, that sounds like a totally chaotic vibration like this. No, 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 right? And that's the worst. So you got to let them in. You got to feel. You can't stop feeling. But don't let them be there for long. Right? Here's a list of emotions that are creating chaotic vibrations. Actually, the first one is kind of, actually it's not, I wouldn't say it's chaotic. It's powerlessness. Powerlessness is like this. Here's the sound of powerlessness. My mouth is wide open. Can't make a sound at all. That's the worst emotion of all. Then there's depression or despair. Right? Then there's grief. Oh, I don't think grief should be on this list. This list is from Esther Hicks, who channels the group called Abraham. I think grief is not a chaotic sound. We'll come back to grief because I think that shouldn't be on this list. I think grief can be a sweet, sweet sadness. Right? Then there's fear. Ah! That sound is not good for you over time, right? Or unworthiness. Oh, not good for you. Jealousy is a funny one. Not good for you. Hatred and rage and anger. Really not good for you. In fact, actually breaks your veins down. Rage is horrible for your veins. Scientifically, they found that. Discouragement. It's like a stuck energy. No flow. Right? And then there's blame. You can't really do a sound of blame without pointing. Right? You can't. It's like, I'll try and do blame. You know, you have to point. Right? Then there's worry. Worry is like a really beautiful outcome versus a bad outcome. But it's really the oscillation back and forth. Not good for you. Doubt, stuck energy. No flow. Same with disappointment. Overwhelmment is like now you're frazzled. Right. Frustration, irritation, impatience, no flow. Pessimism. And then boredom. I don't know what boredom is. Got so much going on. Right. All of these are not good for you. And if they're in your body over a long period of time, they will kill you. They are really not good. They can create a disease over a certain amount of time. Totally, right? This is serious, right? Then we have the positive emotions. These are all associated with vowel sounds, right? Contentment. Hopefulness. Optimism. And then enthusiasm. Passion. Okay, love. Freedom. Empowerment. Hiya! Appreciation and gratitude. And then there's joy. Right? All of these are totally good for your system because they're not a grating sound. They're a smooth flowing sound that also carries a really beautiful energy, right? And that energy is flowing. So when you look at emotions like this, you can totally define a bad emotion or negative emotion by whether it's hurting you, whether it's a grating or ugly sound that isn't good for your body, right? Now, it's interesting. There's sadness, which gets a bad rap. Sadness is not necessarily a bad sound, right? I mean, there is the sadness that's like, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. It's kind of drains your energy a little bit, right? Blah, especially over time. It's like, blah, right? For a short time, it's not bad at all. But then there's sweet sadness. It's like a sad song. We love sad song. In fact, you know, the recording I just played of Suzanne Sterling, that was a really sad energy behind it, right? But it was so sweet, right? It wasn't like a bummer. It was like sweet sadness, right? It's kind of like the energy of where you cry and cry and cry and cry, and then you've done crying, and you're completely at peace. You aren't happy, but you're so peaceful and still. That's the sweet sadness. And sadness gets a bad rap, right? It's like, oh, what's wrong? Let's cheer you up. Let's go have a drink. Let's do distraction. You know, come on. Let's do drugs. Let's do something else that will hurt you, you know, to distract you from the sadness, right? Well, my mom died, right? Or goodness gracious, if you're present with what's going on this planet lately, it's just natural to be sad. I mean, goodness gracious, this whole thing from first from the virus and all the people dying, and second from all the fights and dissension that came from people arguing over the vaccine, and now the war in Ukraine, right? Oh my God, it's just like, if you're, I mean, and all the you know, the suffering on the planet, if you're just present with what's real here, there's a large amount of sadness, and it's totally natural, and it's not bad. It's not a grating sound, as long as you don't stay there too much, right? It's because it's nice to be able to enjoy joy, right, and happiness and play, right? But if you shut down the sadness and you say, oh no, I'm not going to be sad, I'm going to go do something and skip it, right, then you're shutting down your emotional body, and now you're not going to be able to feel happiness, right? You don't want to shut down the emotional body. Then there's grief. Grief is very much like sadness. Grief is about the same, right? A lot of people don't take time to grieve. There's really two problems with grief. One is when people don't feel anything at all. I've got to go back to work. I've got a big deal at work. I can't not go to work. Or I'm just going to work. It's no big deal. They died, right? I'm just going to go be creative and be, you know, do business, right? Just ignore it, right? So in those, with those people, it's good to get them back to the sadness, to feel again. So funny that people are so scared of sadness when it's such, I mean, again, we love sad songs. We love them. They're so sweet. There's nothing bad about it when you're in a sweet song, right? But then there's the type of grief where people are grieving forever, right? I had this woman in class and she said, my husband died and I cry 3 or 4 times a day. And I'm like, well, how long ago did he die? And she goes, 2 years ago. I'm like, holy moly, you're a professional. You're grieving like, you know, like, I mean, you should teach grieving, right? I said, does it feel good? She said, not really. It kind of gets in the way of life, right? Well, the next step for grief is to go to gratitude, the sound of gratitude. Thank you. I mean, thank you for someone that I love so much that it's a bummer when they're gone. Thank you for bringing someone so amazing into my life. How lucky am I to have had that incredible person in my life? What a bright light on the timeline of my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Different cultures grieve in different ways. Some grieve for like a year, right? Let me play you this little recording. This is a thing from Hakka from New Zealand. I just found out it's from New Zealand. These guys are from Hawaii, though. And this is an actual funeral ceremony, right? So check out this for grief here.
Oh my God! 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 Oh my God!
So these are some of the ways to deal with different emotions. One of the best is to actually be the witness and just watch all of this. So you're not on the roller coaster. You are a stable, consistent vibration watching it. I want to play a song for you, one of my songs called Emotional Stress Relief, to end here. Okay? Enjoy. perfect sound for resolved emotions your whole life, at least this week, at least months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.